Let's talk to Steve Woodcock. He is a financial markets trader. Morning to you, young Steve.
Morning, Nick.
Right, you've been trading the currency markets forever. Let's kick off with an easy one. Cable made a new high. Everyone went long. The headlines were Nomura's and the like calling up to 148.50. Everyone was crowded long, I'm guessing, as it made those new highs and straight back down. Mr. Carney, Brexit, and the list goes on. Where does it go from here?
Well, I think at the moment we're towards the bottom end of the range now. We're in that sort of that 135, 136 sort of area that we had trouble breaking up through on the bounce. And like you say, everyone went in above 144 and 143s and stuff like that, looking for higher levels. But I think, you know, we spoke before that sterling is going to be a victim of any kind of news. Any kind of news is going to be perceived as bad for sterling. Anything about Brexit, you know, Carney, whenever he seems to speak, doesn't imbue confidence. I just think that sterling at the moment, as I said before, is going to trade with a heavy heart until we come out, until the, you know, the whole situation is resolved and we are clear of Europe. And obviously the customs union conversation at the moment is, I mean, I've got to admit, it's baffling me now.
Yep.
The amount of information I know now about the customs union, but I know nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, sterling, as I've said before, is going to trade with a heavy heart. But we're bottom end of the range. You know, we could look, typical cables, like I've said to you before, cable trades different than any other pair.
You've always said that.
And it's, you know, like you say, you get these spikes and these dips that come in it that you look at the chart and you go, oh, what a sucking art, after the event. But at the time, sterling will look bid as you like, and it will look like there isn't a seller around. And pretty much as it was up there, you know, but like I say, everyone was calling it up. You know the way that I trade. When everyone's saying it's going up, that's when I say to myself, well, it ain't, is it?
Okay, so bottom of the range on that. Euro dollar. Now, we had somebody come on recently and say they thought that euro was going to appreciate. And I looked at the charts in the simplest form, and I saw what I considered to be a big topping pattern. And the charts absolutely called it spot on. Where do we go from here on euro dollar?
Well, the thing is, we're coming into, we've hit the first level, 118.20. I've mentioned it on here before, is quite a big level because that was on the same again. On the way up, look at your charts, they're the pivot points. But the main pivot point for euro dollar is something like 114.5. We've got levels before that. We've got 116.40 and 115.60. But the big pivot level is 114.40. So that's below. It's another one of those, you know, where we were in an uptrend for the euro and everyone was calling it up. And I was seeing so many on LinkedIn and on various systems, I was seeing so many sort of reasons for the euro to be going higher.
Yeah.
And it was an obvious trade. And I kept looking at it thinking, as I said, I came on here 125, 126. That's the level. And you've got to be careful there and look at what it does. Let it do some work. And what did it do? It started to come off.
Down.
There you go. And but we're at the first point of support here. Yeah. But it's same. I think we're coming into a different sort of trading period. I think what we've done, we've had a dollar strength period. Yeah. And we haven't traded the dollar per se for probably 2 or 3 years. Okay. But we're trading the dollar at the moment. Okay. Now what I think we're going to be coming into over the next 6 or 7 months is an interest rate scenario, and you're gonna have to start looking around now at what is happening in interest rates, because Europe's pricing in a 75% chance of a move in June. You know, tomorrow, who knows what's happening with us? The US are trying to raise rates, but you know. Are they going to raise as much as they said? And, you know, so we're in an interest rate moving economy now.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I that's what I think we're probably going to have to look at over the coming months. And I still, you know me, I think the dollar is massively cheap. What I've noticed of probably the last 3 months, Trump isn't getting lambasted for everything that he says. Okay. He had a year of everyone telling us he's an idiot. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I know he's obviously just pulled out of the Iran situation.
Yeah.
But he sticks to his word generally. And I don't see so many people coming out now saying that, oh, look, he's an idiot. Oh, look what he's done now. Look what he's done. there ain't so much of that. Obviously, look, if you go online, you can find all that stuff. But we're not being, it's not being shoved down our throats now. Every time he says something, there was a time when I'd watch the evening news and it was Donald Trump every day, you know. We're not getting that now. And we're not getting, you know, I think he's getting a little bit, I'm not going to say people are changing their view of him or anything like that. I think he's actually gradually building himself a little bit of a platform, and he's doing a few things here and there that people can't have a go at him about, you know. So I for me, I think the dollar's cheap. I like what he's doing, some of the things he's doing. I'm thinking the dollar's going higher and I'm a dollar ball. But there's technicals and there's fundamentals, and I think you're going to have to watch both of those at the moment.
Right. Well, let's wrap up with the dollar yen. Obviously, that's been on a tear recently. Still dollar strength ahead?
Well, same again. You know, we had that, as I said before, that 105, 106 area when everyone was saying, no, we're going down to 100, and that's where it bounced from, and it's bounced very well. It's struggling. I mean, it blipped above 110, you know, 110.02 or 04, something like that. And then we've eased off just below 109. We're currently mid 109s. It's the dollar yen. It's one of those where it's another one of those play the shorter term range, keep your stops in, and wait for a break. I still, for me, 110.50 is important. So if we see 110.50, I'd like to see what the reaction is around that area, because for me, quite an important technical level. Support comes in 108 and 108.60 now. You know, it's a range trade. I personally would like to see dollar yen trade higher. If it trades higher, it'd be easier for me, because that's the way I'll be looking at it. If it comes off, I'm going to have to adjust my trading style. But for me, I think dollar yen is too cheap. And I should think it should be, well, I personally think it should be 140. But for me, you'll probably, you know, 125 would be the first level, but it's got a clear one, it's got a clear 110.50, and then you're looking at the 115s and stuff like that. But I think we're interesting time. The currency markets are moving around, and for a change, we've had a move in the euro. As I always say on here, it goes sideways. You look at your charts at the end of the year, it went sideways, you know. Dollar yen can move. Sterling's definitely going to be moving.
Yep.
100%. Euros seeing a little bit, and I mean, you've got Canadian dollar, you know, Argentina just raises rates to 40%, haven't they? And you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's things to look at, there's money to be made. And
so is this an easier period to make money at the moment? I know it's never easy.
No,
but
it isn't easier, because you're getting, you know, on any news these days, any kind of real important news, you get whipped around, and I keep seeing all these people with different strategies and whatever that go. I always love is the people that go, oh, they go long and short. Yeah, well, you're flat, you know. And I saw one the other day go, oh, long and short on numbers, and you know, there's so much stuff going on. Yeah, but no, it isn't easier. It's not easier to make money. The easiest way is the trend's your friend, and you know, you get on the trend, then fair enough, you add to your position. That's the easy way. But you know, we're all the same these days. You know, we're all looking for, you know, a little bit more. You know, no one takes the easy money these days, you know. I can make, you know, 1% a day quite easily, but I don't sit there trying to make 1% a day. I sit there trying to make more. You know?
So you sound like Harry Kane going for that trick every day. On that note, Steve, great to see you. Thank you.